Well, would you look at that? A little intro music was added for episode 11. I'm learning as I go here with this podcast business. I searched for a long-ass time to find an intro and outro piece of music that I liked. As with most things in life, the minute I stopped looking, this piece found me. So there you have it. The universe's magic at work. For those of you who are new here, welcome to Genspired, the podcast. I am your host, Jennifer Batog. As with all of my episodes, a little disclaimer before we begin. Please remember that I'm not a medical professional nor a licensed therapist. I am, however, a spiritual being having a human experience right along with you. Please trust and use your own judgment, discernment, and intuition. My intention for these episodes is that they will reach a collective of people meant to find them. All right, let's get into it. Let's get Genspired. As you settle into this episode and get comfortable, or get into your walking groove if that's what you're doing, I encourage you to nudge your mind open a wee bit while we explore your big three. While I understand not everyone believes in astrology or spiritual woo-woo per se, that's okay. This episode is for those that might be curious or want a better understanding or are open to hearing what your big three is all about. For me, I was always curious about astrology and how understanding your signs can help guide you through your life journey. So, as I began to awaken spiritually a few years ago, my desire to learn became stronger and, as such, discovered how fun and intriguing but also incredibly helpful this knowledge is. Astrology, at its root, is an understanding and the study of the movements and relative positions of celestial bodies and how they influence human affairs in the natural world. Your big three are referencing your sun sign, your moon sign, and your rising sign, also called your ascendant or ascending sign, in your overall birth chart. The sun sign is, of course, the most popular. When someone asks you what's your sign, that's the one they're referring to. It's the zodiac sign that the sun was positioned in at the moment of your birth. Your sun sign, also known as your star sign, represents your core identity, your ego, and your fundamental personality traits. It's considered the foundation of your personality, revealing your basic nature and how you express yourself. Your moon sign, which was the placement of the moon at the time of your birth, represents your emotional world, your inner world, your inner self, and how you experience and express your emotions. It's where your instincts reside, along with how you nurture yourself and others. Basically, it's a deeper layer to your personality. Lastly, your rising sign. This is actually a key part of your astrological birth chart and represents how you come across to others, your first impression, and your general approach to the world. It was the zodiac sign rising on the eastern horizon at the moment of your birth. And it's not widely spoken about unless you're hanging out in the woo-woo spiritual world with me. When you come to understand your big three, it opens up a lot of deeper appreciation for yourself, but also for others. Think about it. The more you know about yourself, the better you can handle life overall. And in saying that, once you have a general basic knowledge of the 12 zodiac signs, you can then start to understand the people in your life better and more clearly. I mean, it's helped me tremendously. What used to irritate me about certain people, I've come to understand that is part of their identity, and I can be better prepared when speaking with them. It can help you with work colleagues, family, your friends, and especially your romantic partner. When two people can sit and meet themselves really deeply, the relationship can take on a much more meaningful form. I'm actually trying to advocate for cubicles at offices where you list your big three next to your name. I mean, how helpful would that be? To help you discover what your big three are, you just need to know your birthday, obviously, the city you were born in, and your birth time, like your exact birth time. That's an important one because even if you're off by 10 minutes or an hour, the sign can and likely will change. There are a lot of free websites online you can use. Just type in birth calculator chart or birth chart calculator, and some options will show up for you. Once you know your big three, you can then dive deeper into knowing who you are and maybe, just maybe, why you act or behave the way you do at certain times. Liberating, am I right? First, there are 12 zodiac signs, and each of those signs is categorized into elements. So there are 3 water signs, 3 earth signs, 3 air signs, and 3 fire signs. Water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. Earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Air signs are Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, fondly referred to as Sag, which I may casually do throughout the rest of this episode. Water signs are known for their strong connection to their emotions and their intuition. They are often deeply empathetic and very capable of sensing very subtle emotional currents and changes. Water signs are known to feel their emotions deeply and intensely. They have a keen desire to listen to their intuition and their gut feelings as they navigate life and make decisions. They are sensitive and can pick up on emotions of others fairly quickly. Finally, water signs usually have a deeper connection to their subconscious mind and can tend to be drawn to spiritual and mystical experiences. Earth signs are grounded, stable, dependable, and steady individuals. They are practical in their approach to life. These signs are associated with the tangible things in life, so anything that you can feel and touch in the practical 3D world we live in. They value stability, security, and material comfort. Earth signs are seen as embodying the energy of growth, structure, and connection to the material world. They are hardworking, appreciate routines, and facts that are rooted in truth. Earth signs take a slower approach to decision-making and like to sit with information before making any major decisions. Air signs are known for their intellectual, communicative, and social nature, often described as the thinkers, the communicators, and the doers of the zodiac. Air signs are often drawn to new ideas, relationship, and new ways of doing or experiencing things. They have an innate ability to analyze, synthesize, and make decisions with their intellect. They bring a breath of fresh air to the zodiac wheel, allowing for freedom and liberation in their approach to life. They are always on the move and have a live and let live type of mindset. Fire signs are, well, fiery. They are passionate, assertive, and dynamic. Sometimes impulsive, but it's only because they take on their life or their projects with gusto and drive to get it done and get it done well. They are driven, creative, and full of energy and enthusiasm for whatever they're doing. Similar to water signs, they also share an interest in spirituality. Fire signs are bold, adventurous, and have a zest for life like no other in the zodiac. Okay, let's look at each sign. But as an aside, don't let anyone tell you that one sign is better than any other, or one sign is bad, or one sign is good, or one sign is too flaky. It's just not true. No one sign is better than anyone else, just like no one is better than anyone else. We all need these elements to exist in the world, and that's why we aren't all born under the same signs. Water, earth, air, and fire are the most basic of needs, so we need everyone in the zodiac. Let's start with water. Cancer. Those with Cancer placements are nurturing, emotional, and intuitive. They are deeply empathetic and possess a strong sense of loyalty. Cancers prioritize their home and their family above most things, and they love to create a warm and inviting environment. Cancers tend to form long-lasting bonds and are fiercely loyal to their loved ones, oftentimes putting others' needs first. Cancers are tenacious, determined, and once they set their mind to a goal, they are focused on achieving it. Cancers are also sentimental, so if you give them a gift with a sentimental meaning, they will cherish it for life. They have a strong memory and can often remember the smallest of details from events or interactions throughout their lifetime. At times, though, Cancers can be sensitive and may take criticism to heart, and in relationships can come off as needing a lot of reassurance. Some famous Cancers are Ariana Grande, Tom Cruise, Selena Gomez, and Tom Hanks. Scorpio. They are intense, passionate, and loyal. Even a Scorpio's eye contact can sometimes be too intense for people. They are known for their magnetic personality, often drawing people in, sometimes with an air of seduction and mystery. They have a strong will and a very deep emotional nature. Surface-level conversations won't cut it for Scorpios. They can sometimes be secretive and possessive, but also fiercely protective of those they care about. This enigmatic and mysterious sign is known as the most psychic of the zodiac. They are also sensual, captivating, and intriguing. Scorpios have a strong sense of intuition and can often read between the lines in situations. Good luck trying to get something past a Scorpio. They can come across as stoic and a bit stubborn at times, but they balance it with loyalty and protection like no other. Famous Scorpios include Katy Perry, who is actually a triple Scorpio, by the way. So her big three is all made up of this one sign. Ryan Reynolds, Matthew McConaughey, Bill Gates, Drake, and Ryan Gosling. Pisces. Empathy, compassion, and imagination. That's what you'll get with Pisces. Pisces are often described as dreamy, creative, and deeply intuitive, as well with their other two water sign companions. They have a natural ability to understand others, making them deeply compassionate and caring individuals. They possess one of the richest, most creative inner worlds, so they enjoy expressing themselves through various creative outlets like art, music, and writing. Pisces are adaptable and open to new experiences. Known as the second most psychic sign in the zodiac, Pisces can be drawn to spiritual practices, meditation, and yoga. Pisces prefer harmony, so they tend to avoid conflict. They can sometimes get overwhelmed with the 3D world and prefer to escape for periods at a time. Their dreamy nature can lead to being sometimes a little unfocused, but it's never intentional. Rihanna, Justin Bieber, Drew Barrymore, Kurt Cobain, Emily Blunt, and Bryan Cranston are some famous Pisceans. Moving on now to Earth signs. Taurus. A fun characteristic of those with Taurus placements is most of them absolutely love food. They are the true foodies of the zodiac. They are known to love and appreciate the finer things in life. Taurians are grounded, dependable, patient, and sensual. They have an appreciation for beauty all around them, and they love to create a home that is both comfortable and aesthetically pleasing. They love a routine and can sometimes be a bit stubborn. They are not easily rattled and will see something through to completion. They make very loyal friends and partners. Once they commit, they commit. Taurus individuals are good at making money, managing their finances, and their resources. Sometimes, though, their determination can manifest as stubbornness, making them a little resistant to change or new ideas. They value security, so in relationships, they can sometimes be a little possessive or jealous. Famous individuals born under the Taurus sun are George Clooney, Kelly Clarkson, Adele, David Beckham, Janet Jackson, and Cher. Virgo. Practical, analytical, and detail-oriented. These are some of the strongest traits of Virgos. They are often perfectionists, meticulous, and hardworking. They possess a strong sense of responsibility and loyalty. They are kind, dependable, and strive for order and efficiency in everything they do, which makes them excellent problem solvers. They take a logical, pragmatic approach to their life and routine. They are organized, efficient, and prefer routine and steadiness over chaos and constant change. Virgos can sometimes be overly critical of themselves and others, which can at times lead to hindrance. Virgos are the meticulous organizers of the zodiac, driven by a desire to improve themselves and the world around them. Virgos are also known to be exceptionally clean and tidy in their appearance. Some famous Virgos are Beyoncé, Blake Lively, Idris Elba, hello, Keanu Reeves, Michael Jackson, and Pink. Capricorn. Known as the hardest working sign of the zodiac, Capricorns make excellent business people and entrepreneurs, and their desire to grow and evolve is second to none. They are ambitious, disciplined, with a strong sense of responsibility. They are known for their practicality, determination, and industrious nature, striving for success in both their personal and professional life. Sometimes a bit reserved, they are the strong, silent type that are deeply loyal and dependable. They can remain patient and persistent in their lives, seeing their vision all the way through to completion. They take a realistic approach to problem solving and will work diligently until they find a solution. Capricorns can at times struggle to express their emotions because they can come across as serious and reserved most of the time. They can tend to lean toward a bit of a workaholic mindset too, because their drive for success is deeply embedded within them. Some famous successful Capricorns are Denzel Washington, Bradley Cooper, Kate Middleton, LeBron James, and Elvis Presley. Let's take a breather here between the first two and last two sets of signs. If you're listening along and thinking to yourself, well, Jen, I know a Capricorn, and they aren't that hardworking at all, and well, they're even a little bit lazy. Your description of them is off. Not quite. If someone is not in balance, they may not emulate certain characteristics of their sign. Or perhaps this person is at a point in their life where their rising or their moon sign is more prominent, and subconsciously, they are resisting or suppressing their true nature. Sometimes, one of your big three may just want to speak a bit louder at a certain point. For example, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to a realtor friend of mine about staging a property for her, and she was saying, okay, so we need this, and then I'll book this, and then after that, we'll do this, and oh, shoot, yeah, we need to get this done, and then this person, I have to call this person, and then we can come back to this. She barely took a breath, and I just smiled at her and said, your Virgo is showing, and then we both laughed. See, she is a Cancer sun, Virgo moon, and Virgo rising. So on that day, her Virgo was out and about in full form. When we understand ourselves better, we can then begin to live in balance with who we are and how we show up for ourselves and our outer world. Everything that makes you who you are can ebb and flow together. I've discovered that I'm a Scorpio sun, Pisces moon, and Leo rising. And hell, let me tell you, once I found it out and learned more about each of those signs, it's like aha moments were happening in lightning speed all around me. I just kept saying, oh my God, yes, that's it. That's what I do. And holy crap, this is why I struggle with this or that. It was life-changing. I have double water and fire in my chart. But wait, let me back up for a quick second. This is just the big three of your overall birth chart. If you decide to dive more into astrology, you'll start to see the North Node, the South Node, the Chiron, Mercury, Venus, and all kinds of other placements and houses. But for the practicality of our early learning here, let's just focus on the big three of your overall birth chart. Okay? So, yes, I have two water placements and one fire placement in my big three. For me, this helped me understand why I had such a complicated relationship with myself over the years. Scorpios are deeply secretive, intuitive, and we like to be alone a lot. And I mean a lot. But with a Leo rising, that is basically the opposite of a Scorpio. Leos are outgoing and gregarious and leaders and sometimes in the spotlight. They take pride in themselves and how they show up for the world. So no wonder I have a love-hate relationship with social media. My Leo rising wants to be seen and heard, but my Scorpio and my Pisces are like, nah, we're good. It's a constant back and forth for me. So over time, I've had to learn to balance those two elements, allowing myself to come out of hiding here and there, but retreat when I know it's time to do so. Probably why it takes me a little while to get some of these podcast episodes out. My desire for privacy lives deep, and I mean deep, within me. But my Leo rising knows that to help me move forward in life, I need to share what I know and what I've learned. I need to sometimes lead. I need to sometimes be seen. And I need to be heard. In school, had I known this information, it would have made a lot more sense to me. I was always leading projects or group work or assignments, but then would be exhausted after being seen or heard too much. I would feel this intangible pull to retreat back into myself as a need to recharge and recenter my world again. Understanding both the fire and water elements in my big three, now I'm kinder to myself, and I know what I need to do and when to do it. Right now, this month, so far, my Leo is roaring like, girl, let's fucking go. So I'm leaning into the lioness inside and, well, we're fucking going. All right, back to the final two elements and the remaining six signs. Let's look at air signs. First up, Libra. Librans are all about fairness, balance, and equality. It's rooted in them. This is why a lot of Libras go into justice work or law. Those with Libra placements are charming, diplomatic, and fair-minded. They are naturally drawn to harmony, beauty, and possess a strong desire for balance and justice in the world. They are social, cooperative, and artistic, but can sometimes struggle with indecisiveness and tend to avoid conflict because harmony is their true nature. Librans are tactful, diplomatic, and skilled at social interactions. They handle themselves with grace and diplomacy. Due to their charming nature, Librans are well-liked and may have larger social circles. They enjoy socializing and interacting with people. They appreciate beauty and aesthetics and often express themselves through creative outlets and ventures. Librans, however, can tend towards people-pleasing tendencies due to their deep desire for peace and harmony. So sometimes they can go to great lengths to avoid conflict. When facing delays, Libras can also tend to become impatient because of their steadfast pursuit of balance and harmony. Some famous Libras are Serena Williams, Bruce Springsteen, Hugh Jackman, Julie Andrews, Travis Kelce, and Kim Kardashian. Gemini. Geminis are known as the twins. They are intelligent, adaptable, and outgoing. They are characterized by their curiosity, quick wit, and love for communication. Geminis are also versatile social butterflies who enjoy engaging conversation. At times, they can lean towards indecisive, impulsive behavior, and they can get bored easily. They are always looking and seeking for new knowledge and new information, and they have an innate ability to think quickly on their feet. They are skilled at expressing themselves and can adapt quite easily to new situations and are open to a variety of new experiences. Curious, open-minded, with a playful, youthful approach to life, that is a Gemini. With a direct approach to communication, they can sometimes come across as harsh or critical and may struggle with sitting still or waiting for things to happen. Some famous Geminis are the effervescent Marilyn Monroe, Angelina Jolie, Kendrick Lamar, Paul McCartney, Heidi Klum, and Kanye West. Aquarius. interesting fact is that the least number of people on Earth are born under the Aquarius sun sign because part of their season falls in February, which just happens to be a month with less births. Aquarians are progressive, independent, and highly intellectual with a strong humanitarian streak. Some mistake Aquarians for a water sign due to their name, but Aquarians are true air signs. They are innovative thinkers, unique, and a bit quirky even. They can be friendly and outgoing, but they value their independence and can sometimes come across as a bit rebellious or detached. They march to the beat of their own drum, are acutely clever with strong analytical minds. They have a love of learning and problem solving. They are deeply compassionate, which makes them the strongest humanitarian sign in the zodiac. They are motivated by good causes and good deeds. At times, Aquarians can struggle to express their feelings or emotions and be mistaken for cold or aloof. Their desire for independence can sometimes lead them to isolate themselves and not seek out help from others, however. Some clever and quirky famous Aquarians are Oprah Winfrey, Alicia Keys, Jennifer Aniston, Michael Jordan, Chris Rock, and Ellen DeGeneres. Lastly, but certainly not least, are the fire signs. Aries. Those born with Aries placements are bold, energetic, and ambitious. They are natural leaders, driven by a desire to be first and to excel. Aries are characterized by courage, confidence with a fiery temperament, but at times can be impulsive and a little impatient. They are not afraid to take on any new challenges and pursue their goals with unwavering determination. They are confident and have a strong sense of self-belief. They approach their life with passion and gusto. They are adventurous and independent and certainly don't mind taking the lead, unafraid to forge new paths. At the same time, they can be fiery with a short temper and often quick to anger or become frustrated with progress. They are headstrong and approach conversation with directness, which can sometimes strike others the wrong way. Some famous fiery Aries are Elton John, Reese Witherspoon, Paul Rudd, Lady Gaga, Jackie Chan, Jim Parsons, and Celine Dion. Leo. We are currently in Leo season, so let's celebrate all the special Leos in your life this month. Leos exhibit confidence, leadership qualities, and a lot of passion. They too are natural-born leaders, often found in the spotlight, and are typically warm, generous, and very loyal. Sometimes, though, they can come across as a bit arrogant and attention-seeking. Leos are typically self-assured and enjoy being the center of attention, within reason. They can be the life of the party and aren't afraid to express themselves. Leos have big hearts, and they aren't afraid to show their loyalty and love to those in their life. They are creative, enthusiastic people who put their heart and soul into everything they do. Because of this, though, they can sometimes struggle with criticism and may be a little inflexible to change. They, too, can be easily bored like their Gemini friends and dislike a rigid routine. Essentially, Leos are vibrant, passionate individuals who thrive on attention and leading. Famous big-hearted Leos include Barack Obama, Jennifer Lopez, Meghan Markle, Sandra Bullock, Jason Momoa, Madonna, and Whitney Houston. Sagittarius, also as mentioned, fondly referred to as Sag. Arguably one of the most famous Sages there is Taylor Swift. But also, Britney Spears is a Sagittarius. Those with Sag placements are adventurous, optimistic, independent, and honest, almost to a fault. They can be described as thrill seekers, risk takers who are constantly seeking new experiences and new adventures. Sagittarians are also known for their philosophical nature, their love of freedom, and their tendency to be outspoken. A little hidden fact about Sages is that they also absolutely love to travel. They are always up for a new adventure or a new piece of information. They value their independence and the freedom to do what they want when they want. They can sometimes be on Sag time. They are direct in their approach to communication, are warm-hearted, funny, and witty. Sometimes their honest approach can come across as overly frank and a bit too honest, which can cause hurt feelings in others. Along with Taylor and Britney, some other famous Sages are Ben Stiller, Tina Turner, Bruce Lee, Brad Pitt, Billie Eilish, Jamie Foxx, and Jay-Z. There. Now we have a bit of intel into all 12 zodiac signs. When you come to know your big three, take some time to see how some of the characteristics of those three signs have woven themselves into your life. You'll be surprised, especially if you are honest with yourself around how much of this is actually true. As I mentioned before, Katy Perry, for example, is a triple water, triple Scorpio. So her core personality, her emotional nature, and how she presents herself to the world are all deeply rooted in Scorpio traits. Having your big three all be the same sign is rare. So if you happen to be one of them, diving deeply into that one sign will help you understand yourself fully. An easy way to remember what each of the big three is that the sun equals your core personality. So sun equals core. Moon equals emotional nature. So moon equals emotions. And your rising is how you present to the world around you. So rising, present to the world. Sun, core. Moon, emotions. Rising, how you present. Now, some of you may be listening and wondering, is she going to do a sign combination section? And the answer is yes. Not a big one, because that would take us hours, but let's do a mini combination for fun. Starting with, which elements have a good relationship with which elements? Water and earth signs are a great combination. If you think about how something grows, it requires earth to be watered. This is a harmonious combination because they complement each other's strengths and offer balance of emotional depth, which comes from the water, and practical stability from earth. Earth signs provide a grounding and supportive foundation for the sometimes fluid emotions of water signs. While water signs can bring intuition and emotional richness to the more practical earth sign, earth provides the foundation and water brings the depth. So a rich combination in friendship, business, and romance. Cameron Diaz is a Virgo, and her husband Benji Madden is a Pisces. Remember when they first got together, people were scratching their heads at that pairing? Well, they've stood the test of time and then some. Cameron, as an earth sign, provides the foundation, while Benji, as a water sign, provides the depth. Fire and air signs. Yes, yes, yes to this beautiful combination. The element of air tends to fan the flames of fire, creating a dynamic and enthusiastic relationship. Air signs are drawn to the fire sign's passion and energy, while fire signs appreciate air signs' intellectual stimulation and their ability to communicate. This creates a beautiful balance where fire provides the spark and direction, and air provides the intellectual fuel and communication. Air fans the fiery flames, and fire ignites air's imagination. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are a beautiful example of this combination. Travis is a Libra, so he's an air sign. And Taylor is a Sagittarius, so she's fire. He fans her flames, and she ignites his imagination. Wow, right? How beautiful and wonderful for them. Fire and water. Opposing signs. So in the context of astrology can often create conflict and challenges in this type of relationship. On one hand, fire can be extinguished by water, or water can be evaporated by fire, depending on the dynamic between the two. Air and earth. Also opposing signs, so again, in the context of astrology, can sometimes be challenging but potentially rewarding. They have contrasting approaches to life, which can lead to friction. However, Air signs can bring fresh perspective and new ideas to the more grounded earth sign. And the earth sign can in turn offer stability, practicality, and a sense of safety to the sometimes flighty air sign. Water and air. When it comes to this combination, water and air can be compatible, but it's not always straightforward. For example, when worked on, air signs can help water signs process their emotions intellectually, while water signs can help and encourage air signs to process and connect with their feelings more deeply. Fire and earth. This can be challenging, but potentially rewarding when two people understand one another. The core energies here are different. Fire is passionate and earth is grounded, but they can complement one another and bring balance into each other's lives. Fire can inspire earth to step out of their comfort zone and embrace new experiences, while earth can offer fire a sense of stability and direction. We can then get into water and water, which is always a good combination. All of those signs get along swimmingly well. See what I did there? But they must also watch out for too much or too many emotions, as it can lead to burnout and emotional fatigue in a couple. Fire and fire is heated and enthusiastic, but this can be prone to conflict due to their intense nature. Learning to heed some of that passion with each other is beneficial. Air and air, another good combination, as they would both share a love of communication, intellectual stimulation, and freedom. While this pairing can be harmonious, though, it's important that not one air sign dominate the other and squashes out their ideas or sense of self. Earth and earth together is really strong, sturdy, grounded, and they typically build lasting foundations. However, over time, they will need to learn to introduce new things and add some spontaneity to avoid getting too stuck or too rigid. Remember, these combinations don't always have to be romantic. This can be with your family, with your friends, with your work colleagues, business partners. No combination is bad or good. Just know that if you come to understand yourself and those in your life, regardless of the type of relationship, you can come to learn each other's traits. So that water doesn't put out fire or air doesn't suffocate earth. Learning all we can about ourselves and our big three, then in our relationships, learning about others and their big three can help bridge the divide and gain a clearer understanding of each other. No relationship is perfect, whether that's friendship, romance, familial, or business. But if you trust yourself enough to dig deep and then approach people in your life and ask them about themselves, it opens up both a more intimate type of conversation and a much deeper understanding of one another. If you come to discover that you are, for example, an Aries sun with a Virgo moon and a Cancer rising, you'll learn that you have three of the four elements in your big three. So that's a complex mix of fire, earth, and water. Your Aries sun brings assertiveness and enthusiasm, but your Virgo moon adds a meticulous, practical approach to your inner life. Then your Cancer rising gives you a nurturing, sensitive, and home-orientated outer persona. That's a lot to unpack. So take your time. If you come to realize that your big three is all water, or all earth, or all fire, or all air, lean into that one element and uncover some things that you might never have understood otherwise. Maybe your chart has you as an Aquarius sun, Gemini moon, and Capricorn rising. With two air and one earth, you are likely intelligent, independent, adaptable, with a really strong work ethic and a unique perspective on things. But perhaps you're in a romantic relationship with someone who has two or three water placements. Coming to understand their true nature and vice versa, you can begin to nourish and strengthen that bond. In my family alone, there are three Scorpio suns and one Cancer sun. We are a family of sun water signs. But each of us has a vastly different rising sign, which now, as I come to understand each element more deeply, gives me a better perspective of how they interact with me and I with them. For example, my brother was born on Halloween, so he's a Scorpio sun, as am I. My birthday is a week before on October 24th. We were born 2 years apart, so we actually do have the same sun and moon sign, but vastly different rising signs. He is a Virgo rising, and I'm a Leo rising, as mentioned. Just knowing this about him makes me understand him so much more, and I mean so much more. His Virgo shows more than he probably realizes, but instead of getting frustrated with him, I have learned to adapt and understand our dynamic better. In the past, I've dated three very different Capricorns. One of them I'm still friends with, and true to form, he is one of the hardest working, most loyal people I know. Another Capricorn from many moons ago was and still is a bit lost on his journey, but his Capricorn still shines through in his efforts to do better and be better. Perhaps at the time we were dating, his moon and rising signs were more dominant, and that's why his Capricorn tendencies didn't show through as much. In my present life, I'm surrounded by Cancers everywhere. In my friendships and my social life, business even. I've also dated one. Water is drawn to water, I guess. And come to think of it, I've actually never dated an Aquarius or a Gemini, so apparently I steer clear of air signs subconsciously when it comes to romance. All jokes aside, though, as mentioned, no sign is better or superior. We are as we are. My intention for this episode was to open the door to my spiritual side a bit more and have some fun with you learning all about your big three. Perhaps now you can walk around starting conversations with, so what's your big three? Or walk up to someone you're interested in and tell them your Aries is showing and because of that, you want to buy them a drink. That'll surely get them intrigued. As always, my friends, if you've been Genspired, please leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. Oh, and if you happen to have a triple big three of the same sign or the same element, share it with us. You're a rare gem.